We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
And I'm staying here so long because the Lord said we need to tear this thing down, that there are too many believers confused. Too many believers living in this space called guess. I guess we're supposed to do. I hope I'm right. I pray this week. God says it's time to outgrow that phase now. That was a transient phase that you had to go through. But you've grown up in God now. You're grown up in God now. And God says it's time to begin feeding this church grown folk food. Let this people know that that's not the way you're supposed to live. That's not where God has designed for you to function and operate. That's a phase that you were supposed to pass through because you were learning His voice, and we cannot spend the rest of our life learning His voice. No, we got to know His voice now. The Bible says this, that when the Spirit of God comes upon you, He says, "My sons and my daughters are going to prophesy." How do you prophesy if you don't know His voice? The way to prophesy is that I'm speaking the counsel of God. You can only prophesy if you know His voice. The Bible says when the Holy Ghost comes, we are going to prophesy. It didn't say the prophets are going to prophesy. In Acts chapter 2, right about verse 15, 16, He says all of us supposed to prophesy as a confirmation that the Spirit of God is on our life. And if we are going to prophesy, we got to hear. Someone shout, "I will hear. I will hear." I can't prophesy if I don't hear. What are you saying? But what are you prophesying if you can't hear? Because we don't have the authority to prophesy of our own desire. We don't prophesy our desire. We prophesy what is His will and His desire for our lives. Speaking prophetically means I am speaking what is the mind of God. I'm speaking what is the desire of God. So if God says when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to prophesy, what He's saying is when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to hear me. What? Let me just put this up to put this word out there. Make sure we hear this word. Glory to God. Acts chapter number 2. Kuratamashidaba. Acts chapter 2. Let me just drop this out here. Glory to God. This is after the Holy Ghost came upon them. Glory to God. Verse number 16 says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters might, may." The book says your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. We've been reading these things all our life and just reading over them. We ain't speeding past these things no more. He says your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's guaranteed. Now, I told you, I've been telling you this because this wouldn't leave me alone. You do not get what the word says. You get what you believe for. Let me say it again. You do not get what the word says. Let me say that because, Jody, I know a lot of people who favor the Holy Ghost, but they ain't prophesying. But the word says you shall prophesy. Yes, now you got to believe. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, he says the same word spoken to us was spoken to them. It didn't profit them because it didn't mix it with faith. So if you don't believe the word, it won't manifest in your life. It don't matter what the word says, it matters what you believe the word says. Book says that my sons and my daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. That's a guarantee. All those are a shall. All those are shall. And so every one of us, all of us young ones, must be having divine encounters. We should be having that movie screen open to us every now and then, when we see a picture of what God has to say concerning us. That just got me this now, Tracy, because now I need to demand my visions. We see vision as just a plan for down the road, but he says see visions with an S. Oh boy, that just hit me just now, Dan. So when's the last time you had a vision? I don't know, I can't remember. I've had some, but I had them in a little while. So now, because I know I got the Holy Ghost now, I'm going to put a demand on this word. We got to put a demand on the word. Glory to God. I got my dear brother, y'all know him, Pastor Hayes. He put a demand on dreaming dreams. He put a demand on dreaming dreams. And he dreams and goes to bed and says, I'm going to dream that I hear from God. And dreams. Oh man, can we walk deep? We pray, we can walk a little deep. He commands dreams. As he should. He ain't that old, but he's dreaming. And constantly dreaming, and then comes back and says, here's what the Lord is saying. You don't get what this is so crazy. And I know people who will hear this the wrong way, who watch it online, can catch us today, pastor, and say, Bishop Denzel preaching foolishness. You don't get what the word says. You get what you believe for. Because if we get what the word says, all of us would have wealth. Come on, man. None of us, nobody, no Christian would be hungry. But there are hungry Christians. There are homeless Christians. If we get what the words, if you get automatically what the word says, wouldn't be no hungry Christians, it wouldn't be no homeless Christians, it wouldn't be no unhappy Christians. We get what we believe for. He says, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, let me do something here that we did with Pentecost Sunday. Because when you double back to the book of Joel, when he talks about this spirit that can come on us. So Paul talks to the part that we're supposed to prophesy. Joel says, in that same time, he says, your vats shall burst. I won't find it. Joel, you can find it for me. If it's Joel 2 or 3 somewhere, when the spirit, the same thing that Joel, that Paul, Peter prophesied about, Joel says, when this happens, that ridiculous increase is supposed to hit your life. So, again, you don't get what the word says, Duran. You get what you believe for. So, what we believed for was speaking in tongues. What it is? 2 and what? That sound right. That sound right. Yeah, 28. 28 is what we shout over. 23, 24 is what we leave out. Because he says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. That's a miracle already. That's agricultural miracles. Remember talking about that? And he says, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And you're going to praise the name of the Lord your God that hath done wondrously with you. To do wondrously mean that you're living in a place of wow. Are you seeing this? He's going to do wondrously. He's going to do wonders. And Lord God, every Sunday morning, so you ask your neighbor, when is the last time you had a wow? Many of us say, you know, the last time we had a good wow. A good well motto. A good one. Like, I can't believe this has happened for me. I can't believe this where I am right now. I can't believe I'm living in this house. Oh, God Almighty. No, I ain't talking about those. Most of our praise is whatever state we find ourselves in, we content. God, I thank you I got shoes. Thank you, God, I could have been outside. It's leaking in here, but I could have been outside. So, God, I thank you. Come on, man. That's where our praise has been. Our praise of being, you know, when I look at all this, it could have been worse than this. So, God, I thank you. God, the car running bad, but it's still running. God, the tires bald, but thank you, God, for miraculously letting the car stop. That's what we've been living. That ain't wondrous. He says, the Lord hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Now verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. Now this is crazy right here, because he is saying the little tongues that we have in, that's supposed to be after the increase. Verse 20, it says afterward. Is that not what it says? It says afterward. We living in the afterward, but we ain't getting the beforeward. we shouting over the afterward while someone, you know, some this is funny. Some Brian Kahn said one time, it's funny, but I like it. He says, I'm a prophet of God. If I prophesy to you and tell you there's a TV in your backyard and you get home and don't see the TV, someone then stole your TV. If you get home and don't find that television, someone then stole your television. But listen to me. If you're speaking in tongues and still ashamed, someone then stole. Glory to God. If you're speaking in tongues and you still ain't an increase, someone then stole. If you're speaking in tongues and your barns aren't full, someone then stole. Oh God, that the increase and the overflow is supposed to precede the outpouring. But we get what we believe for. We get what we believe for. Glory to God. This thing has been sitting on me for the last couple weeks or so, that we need to arrest the thief. It's been sitting on me. I don't know when it's going to come to a teaching near you soon, but we got to arrest the thief. We have been allowing the thief to coexist with us. We're creating safe harbor for the thief, because we ain't identifying the fact. Hold on, he just stole from me. I want us to go into this year with such a level of boldness and knowing our rights, knowing what we are entitled to. That when that thief we about to arrest, and if he fool around, we can put him on death sentence. We can kill the thief, because that too long now we've been deprived, we've been robbed of what is rightfully ours. And that season, I want to declare it over every one of y'all in the room, that season is coming to an end. No, I ain't going to be praying like this and fasting like this and serving like this and loving God like this and be robbed. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying this, Mopi. The Lord said to me a few moments ago, he says we have to call a fast this January. I wasn't going to call a fast. I didn't feel led to do so, but I hear this, and I'm saying this now. I don't know if it may be 3 days, it may be 20 days. I don't know how long it's going to be. When the Lord speaks, I'm going to let you know how long it's going to be. But when we end this fast, it's going to shift. Glory to God. When we go on this fast, I'm telling you, when we turn our plates down this go round, glory to God, some things are going to break. We are prophesying it before we even do. Here is God. I got to go. Tell y'all good morning. Here's what's been on me over the last 20, just this one is just fresh now, over the last 24 hours. The Lord, remember the Bible says, faith without works is dead? Right? Faith without works is dead. Watch this, y'all. Faith, by definition, is prophetic. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope for is future, right? It ain't seen. You don't have it. So the whole concept of faith is prophetic. It's to manifest what's not there already. The Lord's been saying to me over the last 24 hours, he says, if faith is prophetic and faith without works is dead, he said the work that must accompany faith must also be prophetic. Because he says, as the body is dead without the spirit, so faith without works is dead. So as the body and the spirit matches, so much faith and the work match. It's too much. So body, your spirit can't live in my body. Your spirit is being tailor-made for your body. They match. And he compares body and spirit to faith and works. So if body matches spirit, that means your faith and your works must match. If faith is prophetic by nature, that means the work that must correlate with your faith must be a prophetic work. So now the Lord is bringing us back to this word he told us to get ready for prophetic actions. Because now you must understand that prophetic actions can be every now and then. Whenever there's something that you're faithing for, there must be a prophetic action to go ahead and to correspond with whatever that thing that you're faithing for. So prophetic actions cannot be sporadic. They can't be far and few between. Sam, prophetic actions supposed to define our lives. So as we go into 2022, we got to be constantly doing stuff that don't make sense, but they make faith. We're going to be engaging in some actions that appear, oh God, our actions will be out of season. Because faith is out of season. Faith is not in this season that it ain't faith. Faith is in the season that it ain't come yet. So that means your actions, oh man, your actions then gotta be out of season. So we're gonna be engaging in some activities that look silly. We have been called to some actions now, glory to God. I stop talking so hard this early in the morning, man. Get my voice dry. We have been called to some actions now that will not calculate, but it is what is required by our faith. And so hear me, you cannot wait for Pastor Denzel now to give you prophetic actions. What we do in church, what we give you an action to do in church, that really should be commonplace for you. Some of y'all need to just go on some car lots. I don't know where that came from just now, but it felt right just now. Glory to God. Some of y'all need to go in a car lot and go on a test drive. See, I drive. If you look at that one, drive another one. Drive. Okay, this one feels better. Want me to prepare the papers? Not yet, come back. Not yet. Prophetic, y'all, Lord Jesus. Prophetic actions. Pull up there in Charlottesville and say, why are you here? I want to look at some lots. Any lots available here? Lord God, I must be in the wrong church this morning. No, any lots available? Yeah, we have some lots. Can you give me the list? No, we get all the way. Give me the list. Let me show you the list. Let me see the list what's available and let's go. I have to drive with you. Well, come on, jump in the car. Let's go. No, we ain't playing this. Come on. Oh, we pushing the envelope this year. Glory to God. We pushing the envelope this year. Sura pandila gido bahuya. Because all this cheap faith we've been out there. This faith being too cheap, man. We broke out with this cheap faith. This fake faith. No, we putting this thing to work this go round. Glory to God. We mobilizing this thing this year. We putting legs to our faith this year. Glory to God. All my life, this working with faith has always been carnal. I guess y'all be in church like me. This has always been. You got faith for this? You got to wake up early in the morning then. If you got faith for this, you got a this, you got a that. And it's always some carnal action that is in season. Faith actions cannot be in season. Faith actions got to go against whatever's happening around you. Faith actions don't go with the grain. Oh, faith without works is dead. So you got to save your money. That's a faith action. You believe in God for increase and you ain't saving your money, then you ain't never get it because faith without works is dead. And that's how we've been calculating this. We've been making it carnal. When you really start walking and hearing the voice of God and you believe in God for some money, God says, spend all you have. That's how prophetic actions work. Glory to God. You believe for 100,000 and you get 4,000. God says give 3,800. Glory to God. 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 Oh, I'm trying to prime this pump this morning. Glory to God. I won't get you so going. Glory to God. As we walk into 2022, glory to God. We're going to be, see, supernatural expectation next year. Glory to God. And so they're going to be there with supernatural expectation. There's always a supernatural demand.
Thank you for tuning in to the Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Rule of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the C.H. Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram, #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.